Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Welcome back, podcast people. We are the Down Bad Podcast, back with episode number 20. Yes, we are back. We got a lot of there's no space today, so your boy is on the flow, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. So we are back, episode number 20, Down Bad Podcast. Everybody is here, everybody's good and everything like that. We got two special guests today. We're gonna go ahead and get into all of that. But before we do that, go ahead, take it on, Malik.
Wait, what?
Take it over.
Anyway, as my boy said, welcome back to the Down Bad Podcast. Before we start any video, this how we starting off? All right, we getting real with it. All right. Anyways, welcome back. Before we start any video, please like and subscribe to the channel. Follow us on all the socials, TikTok, Instagram. We all over the place. Know what I'm saying? We getting it. Let's go.
All right, so yeah, like he said, go ahead, leave a like and everything like that. Yes, we got two special guests today. Y'all can go ahead and start off by introducing yourselves.
Hey, my name is Joanne.
That's it?
Okay, and...
I'm a girl.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sally. I'm Alpha Lobby's girlfriend, so I'm very happy to be on the podcast. I'm very happy to be on a podcast today. My babe invited me.
You can't even keep a straight face while you're saying it. Okay,
cut that out, but keep the
I'm not friend. Cutting that shit out. That shit was so little. Wait, what?
No, keep the girlfriend part, but don't
okay, when that. You talk, try to have a mic to your mouth. Just try to have a mic to your mouth, just in case.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alpha Lobby's girlfriend.
Okay.
It's about as good as he gets.
I was about to say. So yeah, y'all can start off. We got go. Can y'all say y'all names again, please, and just
you
say
have to start over.
Yeah, just say start over. Just say your name. You know, like a little bit about yourself. Like if you're in a job interview.
Okay. My name is Joanne. You can call me Joe. I'm Ghanaian. I'm a student. Hi.
Yeah. Good enough. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sally. I'm Ghanaian as well, and I'm very happy to be here today. So hopefully we have a lot of interesting things to talk about.
Hopefully we do indeed, because before they were about to start some stuff, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to handle that on the podcast. So, yeah, go ahead. Talk about how everybody met, because, you know, I believe y'all all went to high school or together.
Yeah.
Or
in middle school.
High school. Okay, so go ahead and start off by telling us, like, how y'all met and everything like that.
Brian used to bully me in sixth grade.
Don't set me up like
no
that.
Cap.
Don't set me up like that.
He used to bully me at the lockers. So we crazy. All had, it was me, him, and our other friend named Temmie. He used to bully us.
That's so
and
crazy.
And then he switched up on us.
The lies is crazy.
Mm.
You
want to know how me and Kelvin met?
Yes.
Kelvin, how did we meet?
Oh, that was in elementary school.
We have pictures to prove it.
On Facebook, it's still there.
It is still there on Facebook.
I'm lost because y'all explain. God, leave.
It was romantic.
It was romantic. Can you, like, you know, explain?
Please explain.
I'm saying
we
I'm
went on
suspense.
A field trip together, and he took care of me the whole time.
Oh, wait, Alpo, do it, Alpo, do it.
What field trip? What field trip?
I don't know from the pictures. I don't know where we went. Some zoo or something. Yeah.
Why do you remember?
Because I know the pictures.
Seen the pictures. Why does he remember like he was there? It was really special.
I guess.
That's what you want to know about.
Okay, yeah, how'd you meet Afo? You know? You went Brian, middle you went school. Kelby, you might as well.
Middle school.
I honestly don't remember how.
Yeah, middle school. I don't know. We just became
okay, friends. Okay, you said y'all, you was his girlfriend. What was y'all first date at?
Yeah, okay. JJC.
Wait, what?
The calf. Our first date was at JJC at the calf. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
So how long, y'all been going?
Hold on.
How long y'all been going together? Say the same date on 3, 2, 1.
2019.
Up
2019, on and off. We're off right now, but we're working on it.
Okay. Anything else?
Whew, I talked a lot about myself in that. Next. Mm-hmm. Nick.
Look at me like that.
You got something to say?
No.
No? No, okay. Brian?
It's about y'all, not me.
Why is it about us? Let's talk about why black men deserve less.
Okay, don't do that. Dang. Don't do that. Yo. Don't do that. Because we do nothing. We do nothing but uplift black women on this channel.
No,
so you're not finna come on here.
I know about three people on this chair that does
and
not.
And you see six black men, and then you talking about how we deserve less.
Okay.
Just because your skin color is black. Thank you, sister. Okay. You right with me.
Okay, hold on. Because we getting off topic real quick. So, Joanne, how did y'all meet each other?
Who's y'all? Me and her?
Yes.
We date.
That's a lie. My man is right here.
My man's awful.
I don't
play.
I was about to say, go ahead and do your thing.
No, babe. Don't do that in front of the camera.
I'm going to worry about the wrong thing.
You want to switch spots.
Who is you?
Hi, what's your name?
Malik.
Nice to meet you.
Let's hear more about you.
Wait, this ain't about me. This is about y'all. This podcast is centered around y'all.
We met in church. When we was younger.
Long time. Okay.
Yeah, that's my bestie.
Okay. You said what?
No. You don't go to Pentacles. Do you? You did? Brian, what church do you go to?
I have no idea. I just went where my parents took me.
It'd be like that when you African.
Every New Year's.
You know? Hell yeah.
Did you go to church this past? You better have.
18 years straight, every New
Year. Afo, talking to Mike, my G.
Every New Year, I used to always go to church. I'm pretty sure it's like that with all African people. When you a kid, you always go to church for New Year's. There's no nothing. You there praying to God.
You go to church,
man,
for New Year's?
I swear, I used to hate going to church with y'all. No. That might sound bad. That might sound bad, but I swear to God, when I was a kid and I went to church with them, I swear, all we did was fucking coloring books. That shit was so annoying, bro.
What would you rather do?
We never, huh? Yes, I'm Nigerian.
You're Nigerian?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me that? You deserve more in life than the black man, though.
Okay, thank you.
Cut that out, please.
Sally, you know there's only like two non-African black people here, right?
I know Nick and then,
Just why I'm not even yeah, you know.
But Nick has, since he's been around us for so long, he damn near.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
But you know we related, right?
You want alpha?
Yeah.
What are you?
That bae, you didn't introduce me.
He's also
it's a long story.
Well, you cheating on me now, so
he's
Sally, speaking of Mike.
He's technically my uncle.
Huh?
Wait, why didn't you introduce me to my in-law?
You ain't say no shit like that.
Why didn't you introduce me to my in-law?
Cause you were cheating on me.
How was I cheating on you? How's that she know you? I came up here and I told this camera that you're my man and I'm going to stick beside you.
You trying to argue here?
Yeah. Who you want to argue with?
Ooh, she telling you. She telling you. What you going to do about that?
I'm not going to entertain this.
Y'all, let's move on.
For real.
He acting up today. I don't know what's going on. I've been away for quite some time, so you know.
Okay, I'll go here. Baba, I would like Baba instead. Baba. No, what?
Mike. Speaking of Mike. Yeah, speaking of Mike.
Doesn't
it is, but it's also like form of respect.
You want her to submit.
Baba.
Give me some money. I'm going to respect you.
Ooh.
Wait, whoa.
And no respect. No baba around here.
No check. No respect. Period.
So.
Y'all, I'm single again. Like, this man is not worth the ladies, this should give you an example of what you should not go for. Damn, Nigerian men, crazy. No.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
No. Nigerian men, no.
Why not?
No. 0 out of 10.
Damn.
0 out of 10. At least I give like the Ghanaian guys like 6 out of 10.
That's so biased.
Give my no, it's so not. Biased. No, it's not. No, it's not. Look how you act. Look how you act.
Look
at
you
action. Nick, get him.
Look at me. You on your own here.
Okay, Nick.
Okay, so I heard y'all said y'all wanted to talk about some certain topics, you know, when you came in. So go ahead and let's just go ahead and start it off, because I got a feeling it's going to turn into a little bit of a... Okay, go ahead. Just go ahead and say it. What you want to talk about?
So I have a question for the guys.
Yep, we got to answer.
Since, you know, we're closing out February, I was wondering, think Valentine's Day is just for girls or guys? Think it's for both? Do you think it's for one gender? Like, what you think? Because you know there's Sweetest Day, too.
Right.
And people say that's for guys. And
I feel like Sweetest Day ain't as serious as Valentine's Day, though.
Why you think that?
I feel like Sweetest Day is more so under... it's thrown under the bus
because it's for guys,
exactly, for Valentine's Day. So I mean, it depends on it would really depend on the relationship, if y'all both do something for Valentine's Day, or if, you know, like y'all actually take stuff serious and, you know, it's like you get Valentine's Day, I get Sweetie's Day, then, you know, it's a you know, a collaboration with that. But a lot of the times when it's like Sweetie's Day, I feel like it's thrown more so, it's like not taking it serious as, you know, like Sweetie's Day is coming up, you know, yeah, where it's like Valentine's Day is coming up, you know, shit like that.
Think, let's say you just,
you gotta talk a little bit louder.
Let's say you just started talking to somebody, let's say like December.
Okay.
Do you think that you're required to give the girl a gift for Valentine's Day, or let's say Christmas? Actually, do you,
you got together in December?
Yeah, like beginning of December. Do you think you're required to give them a gift?
Let's
start off with Christmas.
I mean, it depends.
Just 3 weeks in, I'm talking.
So like, it depends. So like,
you better give me something.
The vibes all cool.
And right.
The
vibes
there, say. And you got plans for her. Obviously, you would get something for her. But if you're not, you know, trying to like, you know, take it to the next step, you're not gonna get shit for her. So,
I feel like it would be considerate to get her a gift, but it's like levels
it
to
as
it.
Big. Yeah,
it's levels to
like,
it. You know what I'm saying?
Something like flowers, small, you know, like something saying? Like to show appreciation. So I mean, if you're doing that, then you would obviously give her a Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah, then if we got in the beginning of December, then yeah, for sure I'll give her a Valentine's Day gift. But like Christmas, it's probably won't be something like as big. Like if we was going together for like a year or two, but you know, I still get you something to, you know, just show you some love or something like that.
Would you expect something in return as a guy? Would you expect something in return?
Me being me, I can't speak for everybody else. I don't really expect much from people. So, you know.
I wouldn't expect shit. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad if I didn't get anything.
you wouldn't be mad. For Valentine's Day,
like I said,
too.
The vibes is like cool and all. Like
for yeah. Valentine's Day too.
Well, I mean, if we went together since December, then it's Valentine's Day. Kinda, yeah. I mean, but I wouldn't be mad still, though. I still wouldn't be mad.
But like a girl would be mad.
I don't know.
If you did it,
that's interesting. Yeah. None of y'all would be mad. Nobody. Nobody up here.
But like, if you take a girl out, you know what I'm saying? Like to go eat something. Like y'all both doing it together. So I mean.
Yeah, but as long as you're bringing the gift.
It's true, but I mean,
it depends though, because it's like a lot of dudes. It's like it depends if you, because it's like when it depends on the way you grow. It, like I feel like it depends on the way that you grew up. If you got something for every Christmas, then of course you're gonna expect some shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if you get her something, then I expect something in return. You know what I'm saying? But if you grew up and you know, like Christmas was like more so like as we get older, it turns into more of a giving than receiving. So it's like you start to expect to receive less, especially as a male, you know. So it's like it's not really that big of a deal to me.
I view it as, why wait for a holiday to get somebody something to give?
Exactly.
I know that's right. That's right. I know that's right. Why, you know just what? Because me every
you
know day.
You going fuck. Places in life.
I got a place for you. For real. Why wait?
Yeah.
So you be giving your girl random gifts?
No, if you meet her yeah. in I December, mean, yeah. beginning of December. Get her gifts like 3 days later.
Okay, now hold on. Let's hold on. Y'all putting us on the hot spot. Let's switch it in return. Do you get a dude something for if you was in December?
Yes,
if you,
I am a trick off.
Crickets. What do you mean by trick off?
I am a trick off.
What you mean?
Do we give? I didn't hear the question. Ready
do you give? Do you give? Like, if y'all got together in the beginning of December, uh-huh. would you get him something for Christmas? You could be honest.
This bitch wouldn't. Don't let her lie to you. She wouldn't get
not
him.
For Christmas.
She wouldn't get him a McChicken if it was free. Not okay.
That's no. petty.
She's that petty. Crazy. She's not petty. For but I am a trick no. off, and
but
I hate
Valentine's
that for
Valentine's Day,
me.
I might. Because okay. I didn't get you nothing for Christmas.
Okay, that makes sense.
Me, I'm just gonna buy you the world when I first meet you, because I just
take
love
money
you.
Out her relate. Savings and give relate. It to you.
Nah, that's crazy. Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I am sad. I really
if I'm
am.
Really like fucking with somebody, yeah.
Yeah, you feel
but
me?
But like, it gotta be mutual though. Like if it ain't mutual, of course I'm gonna go out my way. But
yeah,
like, mutual, will you marry
out the
me?
Savings?
Instant.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's mm-hmm. crazy.
I'm buying a Birkin.
Yeah.
Right here. Mm. Bigger, bro.
I got you.
He said he buying a Birkin. You ain't buying a goddamn thing. Michael Kors. Not even that.
Crazy MK.
He gonna give me something on Shein.
Wait till I get my bag up. You gotta gonna come up with me.
No, once you come up, you gonna leave me. That's how niggas are.
Dang.
You struggle with them and then they come up, boom.
Who hurt you?
Kick you to the side.
They don't know you.
Who hurt you?
Brian, you hurt
say,
me.
Man.
Who hurt you?
That's all you got a lot of hurt in your
heart. I don't have no hurt.
Not for Christmas, no. But Valentine's Day.
Christmas. Okay, yeah. So like what was y'all longest relationship? You say what?
What? Did you speak a different language? What she just said?
Question baby. My son.
Yeah, me need more.
I've had like an on and off since like, and this might confuse a lot of people.
Okay.
But I've had like an on and off since like 2016.
Damn.
But I've had like damn.
I ain't even gonna say damn.
Yeah,
like that.
No. It is a I long did. Time. It is a long time. But I've had like a relationship in between. But the same person from 2016, I've been like with them since 2016. But on and off.
So let me ask you a question. The person that you was in a relationship in between, did they know about that person from 2016?
Hell no, nah. That's my friend. No, okay, no. Look, this sound bad.
I'm about to say,
no,
I don't understand
no,
what
this
the hell you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, let me say this. We were friends. The person from 2016, right? We mm-hmm. were friends. We grew up together. But we had like a crush on each other, but like, it's like long distance, so it wasn't really
hold it
like,
to your mouth. Hold it.
Sorry.
You all over the place
yeah,
and
I'm
you know
talking.
Going all around the world.
Yeah,
go
I'm
ahead,
talking.
Go ahead.
But it was like, it's like long distance. So like when we were like 16, 15 and stuff like that, you know, it don't be like that serious.
Right.
So it's kind of like that on and off shit. So especially because they're far too.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, one of those. But like now.
Because I was about to say. I would be really disrespected if what? You came on to my off of my man and all this other shit and everything.
Ooh, I'm scared. Boy. Where do you put this on?
Huh?
Everywhere.
Hey, we put it on everywhere.
Instagram, TikTok, Spotify,
set
yourself YouTube, up. MySpace,
set
Facebook.
Yourself up.
Man, we on a
sick. Yes, I'm one of them.
You're sick.
No, but he know Alpha though. He know Alpha, so he'll know I'm playing.
Damn, he coming for your ass, Alpha.
Oh, no,
damn.
He know Alpha for real. We're all in a group chat together. That's why I'm playing with that.
Okay, okay, okay.
I ain't crazy.
All right, so Joanne, you want to go ahead?
Yeah. Go ahead and do what?
Your longest relationship.
let's say like, say a year.
A year? Okay. Why did it end?
Because niggas ain't shit. I never do anything. I'm never the problem. I'm perfect. They just always fuck up. They always do dumbass shit. Believe.
So let me ask you, what did this person do in this case?
Who? Think about it. 1 year.
What every boy does.
Wait. Hold on. I'm sorry.
That's real vague.
I'm sorry to stop you real quick. What do you mean by that?
What every else? Boy does.
What do they do?
Dumb
y'all
shit.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't. Everybody here can guess exactly what I mean
cheat?
When I
they
say
cheat.
Yes,
duh.
Thank you. Ooh. Yeah. Yes. Black men cheat.
They love to
black
cheat.
Men cheat.
They
cheat.
Cheat
like
you
shit.
Can't spell cheat without yes. spelling yes. black man.
You say you don't cheat.
Cheat.
You can't spell cheat without
spelling black man.
Hold on. Hey, Kelvin, did you ever cheat?
Kelvin.
I've never cheated before.
Kelvin.
Why are you guys cutting me off?
You've never cheated.
I've never cheated.
Never.
Next question.
Next person.
Nick, have you ever
no,
cheated?
No, never. Never will.
Let's go in order. Let's go in order because you got six black men right here.
Come on.
Hey, Brian, did you ever cheat?
Let's get the statistics.
I've never cheated.
Afo, have you ever cheated?
I've never cheated.
Malik, have you ever cheated?
Never cheated.
I have never cheated. So,
this is a
so,
lie. The only person I can say here that probably has never cheated is probably, well, I don't know him really, so I'll say him, and then probably Nick, because I know Nick,
so
Nick
I
is
cheated?
A lover boy. But the rest of y'all...
Wait.
I don't know. Like,
how you gonna get in my pockets like that?
Kelvin.
Wait, because she knows y'all. She just said she don't know him. This is my first time meeting you today. How
I could just look at
cheat?
You said you Nigerian, and I could just look at you, and I just
flag.
Know.
She
like, red
know
flag.
That's red flag.
That's so crazy.
Dang.
Red flag.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
But how have I... You've known me since elementary school. How would I be a cheater?
So you never cheated?
No, I
never.
Have never cheated.
Never?
No
name. Not even in high school.
No.
Yo.
Black men don't cheat.
That's it.
Okay, Kelvin.
Why do you expect us to cheat?
I'm saying.
That is in y'all nature. It's like nothing y'all could do about it. It's
so,
in y'all
so
nature.
Nature. Women
Black
don't,
men.
Wait. So women sick. Don't cheat?
No, I've never met a woman that cheated.
Oh,
never.
My fucking God.
That shit, crazy.
Point me to one.
Oh, my God.
Ain't no way.
Oh,
man.
My God.
Ain't no
point me
way.
To one. You know a black woman that cheated?
That don't even sound right on the tongue.
Black woman cheat.
You
do who?
I'm not
going to
say no names.
Okay,
but,
but how did she cheat? Was she just having a conversation?
No, she with another nigga. Making
what?
Out with another nigga.
Making what? Out? Are you
making
sure they were making out or she
making
was whispering?
What?
First off, I caught it on
making
camera.
Making out or
you
making
caught
something?
It on camera? Are you on cheaters?
It was like in like sixth grade, but I caught it on camera.
Oh,
and
please.
I said,
no.
It's still a cheat, though.
Hold on.
It's still a cheat, though.
Let me.
It's still a cheat, though.
You're not wrong.
It's still a cheat, though.
Because I was about to say, at the end of the day, cheating is cheating no matter
what
age.
Don't tell me that's your
villain
origin story, please.
Cheating is cheating.
We have bigger fish to fry than sixth grade.
Sixth grade?
Count.
Hold on, we can say that.
Did
don't.
She do
we
it
can say
it
don't
was
count.
Little.
No, it wasn't me.
It was.
She didn't
homie.
Know any better.
Yeah, she
so
was.
Let's say like,
wait,
let's reverse the roles. Does it not count if a guy cheats in sixth grade?
Oh yes, it does.
Wow. Nah, that is, hey, it's
that
on purpose.
Boy, that age,
I know.
That
I know.
Boy
don't take it
is
serious.
Following his father's footsteps, if he starts cheating in sixth grade. He needs to see a counselor ASAP. Why are
rest
you cheating
case,
in sixth grade?
Let it go.
That shit wild.
So let me ask you a real life question.
Uh-huh.
So say if I seen a woman cheat, And I've seen it with my
eyes.
In
sixth grade?
No,
or?
It was in college.
No, now. Okay, okay.
It was now or college?
Now
yes,
or college.
It was in college. So okay. You know how motherfuckers get down
woman,
in college.
Oh, so this actually happened.
A woman or your woman?
No, fuck no, not my woman.
Okay. Okay.
What's no it woman. Called? A woman.
Okay.
And it's like, first off, I don't know if I should be saying this. Motherfuckers have cheated with never.
With you?
Yes, with me, but it's
that's
like.
Crazy.
And you allowed it as a black man?
Shit, I didn't know him.
You didn't
so
know him.
You didn't.
I don't owe no loyalty to somebody that I don't know. I don't know the nigga.
But wouldn't you want somebody to owe you that loyalty?
No, because I know how the game is played.
Oh, he charging into the game.
So
like I said, black men are cheaters. Like,
no. Because the girl cheated. Now, like I said, if my girl was to cheat and I didn't know the dude, I wouldn't blame the dude. It's not. He's doing what he's supposed to do. He's playing testing my girl loyalty. So if I'm gonna get mad at somebody, I'm gonna get mad at my girl. I'm not gonna get mad at the dude. But
hey, round of applause for my man Lou.
Nah, boo. Oh, tomato.
I have a question.
What?
Speak your mind.
Since we on this topic, so let's say, you have your girlfriend, right?
Right.
And then she has a guy friend that you guys become cool.
Mm-hmm.
Not like best of friends.
All right.
And then you later end up finding out that your girlfriend was cheating with the guy friend. What would you do?
Well, if that's the case.
Does that guy friend owe you loyalty? Because you guys were cool. You guys weren't best
it
friends.
Depends, because I can tell you like this. I actually have a girl best friend. I have three of them, actually. So, but the thing is, I believe you can have a girl best friend if there's no sexual attraction between each other.
That's how friendships work. But that's how friendships work.
Exactly. If there is no sexual attraction between each other, then I feel like you guys can be friends. But if I get any hint of any type of sexual attraction or anything, and it's my girl, and I can, because you can obviously tell. You can obviously tell between two people if there's some type of sexual attraction or anything. I'm dead in it altogether, because what's the purpose? I'm going to play the long run, and next thing you know, in the long run, she cheating with the fucking best friend. So I do believe people can have guy and girl best friends, but there can be no sexual attraction between each other.
Boundaries.
Exactly.
Do y'all have, like, best friends aside from, like, whoever you're with?
Like of the girl? Opposite mm-hmm. gender?
No, not right now.
No, so it's just, like, whoever you're fucking with, that's your...
Yeah. Nick girl his best friend. Say it like that.
Yeah,
we know.
Balance.
No, I do.
Balance.
Shut up. Do it. No, he Nick made a song for his girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That is cute. My bad.
Kelvin. Thank you. Do you have a girl best friend?
Yeah, I do.
Y'all just strictly friends.
As always been.
Oh, okay.
Very platonic. I'm not dating nobody.
But do you have a best friend, like a girl best friend?
That's a girl. And have you had a girl best friend while you were dating somebody before?
Brian.
Yeah.
Brian.
There you go.
I'm sorry. Repeat your question.
Have you had a girl best friend while being in a relationship?
Yeah.
And it was like.
Straight platonic.
Ooh. Oh.
What? Who's your girl best friend? You better say me.
It is you.
Yeah, I know.
Sally should be my girl best friend, but she hates
no,
me.
No, you're fake. You switched to the other
you
side.
Hate
I can't even.
You hate me.
I can't
you
mention the
me.
Other side he switched
just,
to, but
just say you
guess.
Hate me. Just say you hate me.
Just guess the
as
other
a
side.
Black man.
Just say you hate me.
As a black man, just guess what other
me.
Side he switched
just
to.
Just say you hate me.
Mm-hmm.
Just say you hate me.
My folks.
Thank you, babe.
Just say you hate me, Sally.
Nah, nah, nah.
Sally used to bully me. She tried to flip the story earlier.
Hold on, hold on.
Do y'all believe that?
Nah, see, her and her friend used to double team me all the time.
He used to rush to the locker. Who the fuck is rushing to the locker? Like, why are you running to the locker?
Wait, what'd you say?
He used to rush to the locker.
He was trying to beat up before the bell rung. Like, we're going home, Brian. Do you have a girl best friend?
Not at the moment.
No. Yo, I'm
all right. I got three of them, so.
Oh, yeah, you did say you got three. Why you got three? What you be doing?
Hold on. First
JK,
off.
JK, LOL.
I'm about to say, because it ain't just nothing kidding. Like that.
Okay. Good time.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, problem. Why, all my guys out there, let's go ahead, X them out. Why do women deserve less?
Oh, I know he did it.
Not when I have a
not
mic.
Black women. I know that. Yeah, oh, right yeah, now. Yeah.
Not black women.
You see the ones that are shaking up to not black women, but the other side are shaking
hands
up
over their mouth.
Mm. Hands over their mouths looking.
Hoods on their heads.
Somebody looking up in the air.
Hands in
they
their
don't
pockets.
Believe black women deserve better.
That's all right. That's all right.
That's sad because they all came out of a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
That's real
what did
sad.
I do?
That's
you love them, Nick? Say it loud and bold.
What?
That say you love black women.
Black women cool, yeah.
Oh, black women cool! Nigga hate them!
Somebody get this jigaboo away from me!
Black women cool!
Yeah.
Bro, nah. Black women cool. No, 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 no. I said.
I love black women.
No, let him. Please put that in. Nick, what you say? Say you love black women.
Black women cool,
I love
but
black
what?
Women, they
no,
cool.
No, they what? Cool. They cool.
Black
preference.
Women cool, but what?
But what?
I love black women. They cool, but I have a preference.
And what is your preference?
Latino over black women. I'm sorry.
You said Latino.
Latino over black.
Latino.
Latina.
Yes.
What he say?
You said my man.
That's the homie right there, bro.
Not
you
Steve
know
nigga.
What he want? Shit.
Can't even see you.
You know what we want?
Oh, that's what you want too. You got that right now. I mean, that's what you want too. That's what you prefer?
My preference. If I'm getting married, though,
they all want.
If not, it's different. Like as of like.
Yes, except Lou.
No, I love black women. That's me. No,
Brian.
Brian, what?
You prefer the race over black women?
I don't date anybody. I'm not looking for anybody.
But
right
I'm
now.
Saying your preference is another race over black women.
When did I say that?
Have you dated a black
just said
woman?
Everybody yes. here feels the same
have
way.
Have you dated more black women than other
him
races?
And Lou.
I'm it's not an equal number.
Discarding black women.
I've dated two people.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Nick, I've never seen you uplift a black woman.
Caught you.
I never did. I'm so serious.
What?
Nick, what I've never that? Seen you. I've never seen you uplift a black woman in your life. Like, since I've known you, at least. Never.
Do you
literally
say
never.
Black lives
when I
matter?
Said, no.
Do you?
Seriously. Did you go march? When I said, say you love
you
black women.
Did you make your profile picture black? On June 6th.
No. But I bet you he posted a Latino woman.
A Latino woman.
Yeah. Posting a Latino
shit
woman
crazy.
On Black Lives Matter is crazy.
It's
that's crazy.
Crazy.
That's
crazy.
Latino woman. Latino woman. That's what we call it.
What
no, I said Latino
they...
woman. Oh, okay. Latino.
Oh,
okay.
Well, I don't
okay.
know them, so I call them that. Sorry.
What you be doing on June 19th?
Girl, he go.
But you be out for Cinco de Mayo, right?
Yo, why am I getting attacked right
crazy.
Now?
No, that's crazy. No,
because we cool.
I should have put that to myself.
You have a preference. Your preference is... another race over black women?
I don't have a preference.
So you would date them all?
I date.
You just love women.
You love bitches.
Mr. Bitches.
No, that's not the case, but I don't have a preference.
Mm. That's safe. That's a safe answer. Safe.
No, I don't know. Mr.
What's wrong with Latino women?
Ain't nothing wrong with Latino women,
but we talking about black women.
That's my boy.
Okay, so I know about like, Latino.
We know what we want. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that.
You can like what you want, have what you want, but you ain't got to be so hyped to, you feel me?
Like, black women.
It ain't like I said, I don't like black women.
Down.
I just prefer like
Nick,
Latino.
You don't like black women.
But you didn't say you did like them. You didn't say you did like them.
Nick, yeah, they cool.
You didn't say you did like them.
Yeah, they cool.
We say you love black women.
I said say you love black women. You know, he didn't even say it with a, he said, yeah, you know, black women cool. Like, he was shy.
I'm getting attacked right now.
He embarrassed to say he love black women.
Your mama cool?
He is embarrassed. Cool peoples.
Cool.
That's it.
Get
you
off
got
off
a sister?
He okay, like, hold on, hold on, hold on. We gotta calm down, G. We gotta start talking one at a time because this shit gonna take
not
a lot of
energy. Not when y'all are attacking black women.
I don't hate black women.
Oh.
I don't hate no race.
Mm.
I do.
Have you ever dated a black woman?
Yes, I dated people. A black woman in college.
Oh, in college.
Said, everybody knows I'm racist.
Okay.
Mm. Plenty of times before that, so.
Come and get your dumb ass. Ain't funny. Afro used to not like black women, if we're being honest.
I can't yeah. admit to that. I wasn't a
He was so racist, you wouldn't even believe it. He was so damn racist, y'all.
Damn, Afro.
Yeah. Why he's sitting up here trying to come for the other sinking place people.
I'm in a sucking place?
I didn't say that, Nick.
Yeah, you did.
That's the old me, yo.
He used to be on the same boat. I'm telling y'all, he was not.
That's why I'll do anything.
If he's seeing a black woman, he will probably run. Y'all know what Alpha used to do to me in class? Y'all, this is so traumatizing. I'm telling you. Sit up there, right, in math class and be like, Sally, why you so black? Look at me and look at you. Why you so black? I did not say that shit.
You are lying on my name. You are lying on my name.
Okay, wait, we can't be too loud.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
You're dying.
Don't be saying that.
You are lying on my name.
No, I'm not dying. Brian, you used to be in the same class. I thought
we used to look.
Me and him sat together, man.
What class?
We
what year?
I thought we used to compare
math class with
Mike.
Was it the math senior class year? With
yes, with college math or whatever the hell that was.
With the light skinned dude.
It don't matter where we was at. Afolabi was a colorist, but he changed.
Nah, that's
though.
A crazy comment.
I was about to say that's a crazy comment. That's
yeah, put the words in my mouth.
That's a crazy comment.
Hold on. I do want to hear this. This
time today, if y'all didn't know,
I do want to hear this period of when you did not like black women. Can you explain that? I do want to hear that.
I don't know. I was just in a sunken place. I can't even admit. Like, I can't even explain
what
it.
What were you saying? Like, white girls are better?
Nah, it's like, I just didn't like black women. They're just at the bottom of my list for some reason.
Oh, that's crazy.
But then I evolved. I had a metamorphosis, and now black women's on the top. Black women's, like, up here, and everybody else is just down here. Yeah. So.
I ain't lying about my story, though. I remember.
You lying like a mother.
I am not lying. Nah, I remember. I am not lying. Why would I make up such a lie? You don't remember that shit, but I remember. Okay? I remember because it happened.
You lying on my name. You lying on my name.
Why you niggas snitching on my ass? Like, great.
I wouldn't come up with that. I wouldn't come up with that, y'all. I'm not lying. I forgive him, though, but he don't want to admit it because we on camera.
It's not true.
I'm floppy. If I go through our Twitter messages, I can pull that.
Go ahead.
She got receipts.
You can go look.
Next, y'all.
Snitching on my ass like, man.
Why won't you apologize to me?
What?
For saying that.
Because I didn't know what you were talking about. Because I didn't used to like black
snitching
women.
On my ass. So you have to tell me that?
No,
like, you see
no.
what I'm saying? I'm not lying.
You said she's putting words in my mouth, bro.
He said because I didn't like black women.
I didn't like
my
black women, but
stands.
I would never say that, though.
Come on now.
Nah,
come
that's
on.
Y'all,
for a man to say he didn't used to like black women, you think
my
I would make that up?
My mother is black.
And you and see him say you didn't like black women. What the fuck is wrong with us?
We too loud. It's just like quiet I was now.
You are talking about my past.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about present.
I still didn't say that shit.
Y'all next, because he said it.
Hey.
This is going to be real good.
Yeah, I'm about to say we.
You my op.
You thought I came here to save you today? No.
I'm saying she came straight on dirt.
You
I
next.
Even, I didn't do nothing.
Everybody next.
I don't even know you, but you next.
If you try me.
Kevin, you good with me. Yeah. Nigerian, man.
Hold on. What the fuck? She just hates Nigerians.
No, I don't.
You can't even look at me while you're saying that.
I'm not Nick. I can tell you I love Nigerians, okay?
Oh, my God.
I'm not. I don't have to say y'all cool.
Look at you repping. Look at you. Biased.
Yeah, y'all.
Biased.
Team Ghana. Biased. Every day.
Our Independence Day is coming up, by the way. Yeah. Don't forget to wish us March 6th. Thank you.
Let me ask y'all a question. Why do y'all feel is every chance y'all get, y'all speak down on black men.
Oh no, not me.
I love black men.
I love black men. I love me.
Hold on, don't do that. Don't wait. Don't flip the script now and say okay. I love black men and everything.
We're not gonna skip over that whole last segment.
Hey, I was about to say
they just got attacked for like 5 minutes straight.
They are God's beautiful creations. I didn't say black men were
cool. I never said that.
Black men
do
are beautiful.
That are stupid. That don't mean I don't love them.
Didn't you say black men deserve less?
I'm about
that
to say
never came
right
out
before
my mouth.
Hey, hold on. And I quote,
I right said, why do they? It was a question.
Right before, did she not just say, why do black men breathe? Did she not say that?
Was it on camera? No.
It was right before it was recorded.
Oh, so how do I know I said it? Next.
Witnesses.
We got witnesses.
Witnesses.
Witness.
We got witnesses.
Nope.
Hey, you better kill the witness because everybody didn't heard it.
Nope. I don't remember. I don't remember. Just like I flabby dorm.
But yeah, I love black men. I love me a black man. And yeah.
So many contradictions.
I'm about to say.
Okay. I used to have a thing for one white boy in high school.
Okay.
There's always one of those.
Do I know him?
Yeah, y'all all know.
Wait, who?
It was actually two, but the other one, I don't know what I'm thinking. But one of them.
Wait, who?
I don't know if he's somebody man, but sorry if he is. But he has a lot of shoes.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Nigga, don't
Thank
say
you.
The fuck.
I just said abbreviation.
Then he
gonna scream
I know
what I'm saying.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
That's literally what he goes by then. Like, come on, bro.
You see why I had to expose him? He's a fucking colorist.
You guys can prove it.
We can. It's just, why would he do that?
Like, he's a colorist. Nope, that's
nobody
why.
Nobody knows. Unless he knows.
That's literally what he goes by.
Nobody knows. Don't you be posting on TikTok.
Yes.
I be seeing his shit on TikTok. I don't follow him. Shame on you. Anyway, yeah, that was my only time I had a phase like that, but it was like quick. See, look at me mentioning his name now. But he was real cool though. He was real cool. That's why, like, he's a really nice person. I still talk to him to this day.
That's crazy because me being a black man, I ain't never had no phase with no white women. But, you know, go ahead. You got it though.
You know what grade? I said high school. I'm in middle school, y'all. My bad.
We all make them.
Middle school, you know.
The damn lie.
I don't discriminate.
It's a damn lie.
Shut the hell up. I've had enough of you.
Moral of the story is we love black men. Next.
Yeah.
Stop trying to make
But you talk
like
shit about them all the time?
No, oh, well, we don't do talk shit about black men.
Be honest with me. On a scale of 1 through 10, how much do you talk shit about them? Be honest.
You think I just 0.5
so
if I just randomly said
black men, what is the probability of you just talking shit about them?
I don't wake up and you think you
0.5
revolve around my life.
0.5
Yes, I don't want. I couldn't even open my mouth to say any negative thing about a black man. What
yeah. the little that we do say is not like every day. It's like once in a while.
Like
just something to get out your system.
Something they need to hear.
I'm gonna give birth to a black man,
and you know
why so would I talk speak? Bad on them?
Like, are you serious?
You are all my okay. brothers.
I love you.
Couldn't even say that with a straight face,
Lenar. I love all of you guys. Like, why would I talk bad? Except the ones that were hyping up the races a few seconds ago.
She's talking about you, Malik.
My. People gonna think wait, y'all
love my Latinas, bro.
My boy over here with tell the sixth grade up. Heartbreak.
Who me?
Yeah, nah. You.
I ain't never had no heartbreak.
Oh, you said it was your homie.
This is my homie.
Okay.
I ain't no heartbreak.
That's actually a good topic. Y'all ever got your heart broken?
Yeah.
Did I? I'm queen. All
but right. It changed me for the better.
It builds character.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Cause you be
okay,
dumb
so,
as hell.
So how did you get your shit broken?
Man, I went through that nigga laptop. I was at his house.
Wait, hold on. The laptop?
Yeah, I was at his house, but he
my man's was sneaky
like,
with it, bro.
And it worked. No. Look, he wasn't sneaky with it. It's just like shit was kind of funny for like some time, and I'm like, damn. Like, I'm like, damn, what is it? Because he was just such, like, a low-key person. It's like, it be them low-key niggas. You just can't You just can't find out shit like how you want to. So one day I'm at his house. I'm like, actually typing his homework for him, doing his homework for him like the dummy that I was. Yeah, he had me. He had me. I'm writing his paper. Girl, I was writing his paper for him, y'all. And I'm like, so he went out to go get us food. So then a FaceTime come in. He had a Mac. So a FaceTime come in, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know his phone is connected to this. So I'm like, well, this is God's plan.
Was the number saved?
No, it came up, and then I think he answered, so it went away.
Oh, okay.
So then I figured, oh, his stuff is on here, so I could see his, you know, his stuff. So I go right to the messages. Damn. Y'all, the first message I clicked on, I must have dropped that laptop. I couldn't believe my eyes. And then the second message, these are different numbers. This is not the same number. The second message, another one. It was about three of them. I'm sitting there just looking dumb, shaking like, oh boy, somebody hold me.
Growing up.
I called my best friend. I'm like, y'all know him. I call him. I'm like, you wouldn't believe what I just found. I'm sad. Like, I'm just going through it. Two of the messages wasn't really shit, but the one of them was like, they've been kicking it for a while. Mind you, I was with him for like 2 years. So I'm like, whoo.
What grade was this? College or?
We dated like my junior year of high school. So this was like for 2 years. So we broke up in like 2019.
You was doing that nigga papers in high school?
Yes, bro.
Nah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
He was a grade ahead of me. So.
Damn.
He about to treat my ass when he sees shit.
Wait.
Hey, y'all know. No, but I'm saying, okay, I don't know how he gonna see it, but I'm just saying, like, I've never talked about it until now.
You
but
was
y'all
doing.
Know, y'all know.
Well, most this of y'all is therapy. This is therapy. This is therapy.
Yeah, and this is old. This is from 2019, so I don't think he gonna be that mad because we cool. I
nah,
guess.
Typing papers is crazy. You was doing DBQs.
No, bro, I was
MLA,
typing.
MLA format.
I was typing, and he was like, at the time, he was in college. And I was still like a senior
not
in high
DBQ.
School.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
nah.
So I'm doing his college paper. This ain't no like.
I need to get that, bro.
That's some good practice.
Yeah, I'm doing his college paper, y'all. And then I'm like, wow, I couldn't believe this, y'all. Like, it's one thing when a nigga is cheating on you, but it's another thing when a nigga is telling bitches not to worry about you. Like, like don't worry about Sally.
That's wild.
That one hits different. And no, what really hits different is when the other girl or the other boy knows about you too.
That's
it's like
what
they really be in this
killing
game
me,
with
like,
you.
Right.
So but, that one hits different because, like I said, the first two messages wasn't shit, but the one that kind of go a little bit back, like she actively knew about me. So it was just kind of like,
nah,
damn.
That's crazy.
These people just don't give a fuck about me. So I called him, y'all. He at the food place getting the food. I FaceTimed him. I'm crying. I'm like, come home right now. I found out what you've been doing or whatever. This nigga, he didn't even buy the food. He come home or whatever. Didn't bring the food.
You should have waited till after the
hold
food.
Hold on.
Wait.
Let him finish. Go ahead.
I couldn't wait. He come home. He looking at me. I'm looking at him. I'm like going off or whatever.
You
and mind you, this at his mama's house too. So
crying?
I'm crying.
Like
I'm crying, Brian. You know I'm a mess. I'm crying. I'm going off. He like, I only did it because I thought you were doing it. I'm like, huh?
Oh
no way.
My God.
No way.
Wait, what?
He said he felt like I was like on some other shit, so that's why he did it. And I'm like, and then he was like, you know, boys are so bold. He told me, he said, if you walk out that door, we are done for good. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
You're my man.
No, I swear to God.
I ain't gonna lie. Be honest, did you stay?
No, I walked out the door, of course.
Okay, but did you come back?
But in my head, y'all, I was so like, he was like the only person I knew at that time, y'all. Like, so I was like, in my head, I'm like, damn, he telling me it's over if I walk out. Nigga, you cheated on me. What you talking about?
That's that manipulation.
But I still walked out because I was upset. But I ain't gonna lie, I had took that nigga back. No. Y'all, look. It wasn't right away. It was like 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
But y'all, it didn't work. It didn't work out. After I took him back,
I hope not.
It was never. That's after God's I took plan. Him back, it just didn't feel the same. It was never the same. Like I didn't. Nothing was like.
That's God's
nothing
plan.
Was clicking.
So let me ask a serious question. Why do women, after y'all like I don't understand why y'all so like subjective of going back to your ex.
It was like this, I don't know. I just felt this attachment. I felt like at that time, I felt like, I don't know. I think I was just a lot insecure too, because I just feel like, damn, he's talking to all these other girls. Like, am I not attractive no more? And he was just like, all I knew. So I'm like, maybe I'll just stay.
So but it was like, an attachment.
Yeah, but after I gave him another chance, it was like he was trying too hard to now like be who I wanted him to be, like in the how he was in the beginning, and I wasn't feeling no more. This when he started like overly like liking me, like wanted to be with me, and I just didn't feel the same way no more.
Okay,
I'm like,
as you should have.
Yeah, y'all like, wait till up. Late minute. You wait
till. Hey, I can't relate. Can't relate. Don't know any.
I'm about to say
question.
y'all gotta
don't
be
know
more
to that question.
Y'all gotta be why? I don't understand. Why do y'all put us all together as a bunch? You gotta realize that a lot of dudes are out here not doing that shit.
Damn.
Y'all,
do you ever
crazy.
Think that? No. Hey, wait. Do you ever think that it's the men that you choose?
I don't think so.
It's the men that you choose.
Let me see. Shit, I'll check the mic.
Question I don't.
Be like, she told me to leave you for her, but I never left you for her.
That's so wild.
Like that was supposed to make me feel better.
I'm about to say,
like,
that's wild.
He was like, yeah. She wanted me to leave you for her, but I told her no.
That's wild.
Oh, okay. Thank you, babe. I could laugh at it now, but I was salty.
As you should.
Yeah. It's cool. Those jokes now.
We're trying to, fix the mic situation, but y'all can go ahead and continue. So,
that's my story.
I was about to say, do you ever feel like the men that you choose are the ones that be, you know, fucking up?
Sorry?
Do you ever feel like it's just the men that you choose?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. Like, what is your type of guy type shit? Like,
yeah. But it come with a price.
You gonna pay that price.
It come with a price. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm
no, you don't have to be rich. I like, wait. Hey, I like dark skins. If we're talking about like physical before I get into like personality. But I like dark skins.
Okay.
I'll stop there. you have to have something going for yourself. That's like a number one for me. Like, you can't be no bum. You have to have something going for yourself. Something. You have to know how to treat women. But I don't know why I'd never see that one first. that one always come in last. But I don't know. A lot of other stuff I just can't think off the top of my head. You have to know how to make me laugh.
Okay.
Make me smile. Yeah. But, okay. Can you, were you asking me a follow-up question after that?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, no, I'll just. Yeah, you too. You can go ahead. What's it called?
Yeah, it's kind of like a wide range.
Bro, we need to just invest in a whole new thing of wires, bro. That shit chopped. It's messed up, but y'all could just share between each
other. My nigga gotta be tall.
Okay.
No.
What's the preference?
What's tall?
Oh, like, like, not just taller than me. I don't need no 1 inch.
That don't count.
exactly. So don't say taller than me. Like in the six, just six and up. Please.
You talking like 6'8", LeBron James height, or we talking
that's
like
ridiculous.
We talking like 6'2".
Like, what? That's gonna be irritating as hell. Like, always looking up and shit. No.
It's
but
back.
Like,
it's
six,
back, but you got
six at the like 6'5", 6'6".
At the minimum?
Damn. minimum.
No, that's like, the highest.
At the maximum. Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. I thought you about to say at the minimum. I'm about to say that one no better than 6'8".
No, yeah. No, 6'5" is okay.
So that's like,
that's good. That's good.
That's like Kobe height.
Yeah.
Kobe.
That's good with me.
Oh, it's testing. Fucked the wire. Okay. Okay, we good. Damn. Ain't nobody else got no questions. I'm
okay,
asking all
y'all
shit.
Prefer the shit. Oh, go ahead.
We didn't see how Joanne got her heart broke.
Mm-hmm.
My first heartbreak. Okay, I'll go ahead and tell you that one.
A couple?
Oh yes. Oh yes. So my first one, funny enough, Sally is component to that one. So I was in eighth grade. I was in eighth grade, and this was my first like real boyfriend. And we had already, you know, things were shaky for us. It's funny saying it now because we was in eighth grade.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But things were shaky for us already. And I could just sense that we was finna stop talking. I wanted to break up with him, but I just didn't know how. So it's a Saturday and we finna go to the Winter Wonderland dance that day. And Sally called me and she like, girl. And I'm like, what? And she like, tell me why. And I'm like, what? Like, tell me why what? And she like, oh, we can't say no names. She said she was at a party and her friend Tiana, who is friends with Michaela, who happened to like my boyfriend, was there or whatever. And Tiana and Michaela are friends. Sally's not friends with Michaela. She's friends with Tiana. Are you guys following?
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot.
So Tiana tells Sally, tell me why I was talking to my friend Michaela, and she said that she kissed she kissed J-Lo. And then Sally's like, huh? But J-Lo's dating Joanne. And so then she was like, no, he's not. So Sally tell me that y'all almost shat myself. I said, what? Like, and it is just so embarrassing because I really like this boy.
Y'all, and mind you, I seen J-Lo and Michaela at a party before. And I asked J-Lo, I'm like, what you doing here with her? He said, oh, she just gave me a ride.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, it wasn't no ride.
She gave him a ride, all right. And
oh, damn.
Yeah, so
I need one.
I call up J-Lo so fast. I'm like, I'm done with you. You see me at the dance today. Don't you say nothing to me. Like, I'm done with you for real. Like, I put on my best dress I had. the best, fluffiest dress I could find. I went to that dance, y'all. J-Lo was an emotional wreck at the dance. Like, oh my God. She was like, please, like, it was a mistake. Take me back. You know, the whole nine. It was crazy.
And y'all, I was cussing out Michaela. I was texting, you know what? I apologize, Michaela. That was a little crazy of me. Yeah. I was going off on her like she did
going
something.
Off, like going
it was
off
J-Lo.
Off. But yeah, that was the first one. And it just really hurt me. Fucked me up.
Eighth grade people.
Grow up.
All right, what's the next?
Your turn.
Hold on. Do you feel like that was your worst one?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was an eighth grade. Who gives a damn about that?
When was your worst one? Like, what age period?
How bad was it? Like, is it just straight mud? You know?
Like, somebody just drags your hair and just drags you straight through the mud? Or was it like, you know, like, damn, that shit really just happened to me? Or is it one of them things where you could like laugh about it later, or it was like, damn, this shit ain't never gonna be funny?
Maybe later.
So it's not laughable yet?
It ain't funny now. I'm fucking
it's real
now.
Fresh. Okay.
It's fresh as hell. So
this is an open wound.
Yeah.
Are you building
so
character?
So sorry for that.
Huh?
Are you building character?
Building character, yeah.
As you said.
All right, go ahead.
Villain origins.
Yeah, I'm about to say, go ahead, explain to us what, you know, if you can, you know,
Testing.
Yo.
Testing. Go ahead, explain to us, you know, the most, you know, that you could tell us.
As much as you're comfortable sharing.
Without, you know, crying or some shit.
Ain't gonna lie, I'm not dealing with no crying.
Yeah, that's what I was like, you know.
I could tell you, like, I won't obviously go into it, but it's basically one of those, like, best friends. You know, he told me she was a best friend.
More than a best friend. Is that why you asked?
Yup.
Oh, okay.
Goddamn, you was the goat.
These don't got no integrity.
Okay. Dirty ass.
It was bad. It was real
dirty,
bad.
Dirty.
So how long was it?
Now I'm going to make sure my girl fuck everybody.
Crazy.
You said how long? I'm going to be a doctor one day. Take that out.
This, okay.
I met him 2020.
2020. So.
COVID 2020 or pre-COVID 2020? Ooh.
Okay. And how long was it? What was it, like a year or something? Like the relationship? Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. When COVID started, that was March. It wasn't really a... let's say that.
It was a situationship type shit? Or?
But, Mike, it was like... We had a really strong friendship. Like, our friendship was really, really strong. Like, to the point where, like, you know, even if you're honest, like, it wouldn't really affect the friendship because I'm just, like, I just fuck with you that hard type shit. You know what I'm trying to say? So, yeah, it was one of those. And it just developed as time went on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just the more Skittles. No.
So, do you feel like you friend zone a lot of people?
I do.
Well, you say you don't?
No. Wait, who? Me or her?
Both of y'all.
I said I do. She said she don't.
Well, no.
She said what she said.
I don't. I mean, I don't have to. Like, what? I don't know.
You'd just rather like just cut it off than have them be a friend.
Yeah,
shit?
Like I ain't.
Okay.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't got time for all that.
Like,
yeah,
I keep that negative energy there.
Yeah, speaking
it's
of
not
all
even
my
necessary negative energy, it's but it's just like
it brings bad.
I
thoughts.
Just don't, you know.
I feel like a lot of, and this is for all my dudes out there. Don't be in the friend zone. Stop waiting for that time where they're vulnerable and all that other shit. It ain't gonna get you nowhere, bro. Except for a worse state that you're in. There's a very slim chance that you put yourself out of the friend zone. A lot of the times, you start off literally going into the friend zone. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's just better to just, you know, start off with the intentions of, you know, like, I wanna, you know, be your man, or, you know, I wanna date you or anything like that. Instead of trying to befriend them and then, you know, work your way up the scale and shit like that. I feel like that shit don't really work. I feel like you should just go in with what you want out of it. You know what I'm saying? It saves a lot of time. Because some niggas, they be playing that friendship shit. That friendship. Years. Man, they be playing that friendship bitch, for a long ass time.
Wait, have y'all ever been in the friend zone?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
What was your experience in the friend zone?
Hmm. A lot of them.
Mike.
A lot of them. Trying to think of one.
Damn, nigga. All right, I'll tell
my
mine.
Brother, my brother,
I'm saying your ass just man, chewing. I'm like, God damn. All right, what up?
You go first. I think of mine.
I feel like, what was my worst friend zone?
It was old girl.
Oh, yeah. But I low-key broke out that motherfucker, though.
Yeah.
I huh? Okay, so basically, I'll tell it because he don't know his right now. All right, so I feel like my worst friend zone experience was most definitely my sophomore to junior year of high school. I started off basically trying to be her friend and shit like that, and then it got to the point where it was like she kind of knew how to mess with my mind. You know what I'm saying?
I like messing with men. Okay.
Disclaimer for it was, man. It was, don't let them control you.
I was about to say, I was a little ass boy, bro. Don't,
what you mean
by that? That shit not flying out, but, you know, a lot of the time it was like, she knew how to manipulate me and shit like that. So, it was never like she used to ask shit from me, but it was like more so like I was in that motherfucker. And then, she knew that I actually liked her. And then one day everything, you know, worked out, you know, and you know, then I was out that motherfucker. So, I mean,
did y'all date?
No. What's it called? I can't say what happened, cause then it just, you know, it was a long time ago. Don't even want to talk about it like that.
Respect it.
Yeah. Cause that was the first, that was my first real heartbreak fucking story too. So yeah. But yeah, don't put yourself in the friend zone. It ain't a fun place. That shit feel like what's it called? All hail in a relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
Afro, how do you feel?
You just sitting back watching her and the dude.
No, I wouldn't even say you sitting back watching. I feel like it's more so you're trying something that you know you can't achieve.
Afro, tell your story.
Oh my God. Man, fuck, man, no.
Why? I told my most heartbreaking, embarrassing story. I've been keeping this to myself since 2019. You can talk about a little friend zone.
Nah, blacking this one out.
You taking it to the grave.
She's not black.
Yeah,
she's white.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it the one I know?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. Who else? Who else? Please. Somebody. Nick.
I already talked about mine.
When?
Second episode.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you can't really
talk about this.
We said this episode more so about y'all. You can ask us questions and shit, but a lot of this shit we already talked about. We got 19 episodes prior to this shit. That shit's been brought up a bunch of times.
I should have been in these episodes.
Well, we ain't.
Hey, look at Alpha. Don't look at us.
I'm about to say, because really, you were supposed to be here about 3 weeks ago, but blame his ass.
Yeah, he tells me the day before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my fault. I was locked in.
What?
All right, so first off, do y'all got any questions? I feel like I'm the only one motherfucking talking, bro.
What's the worst y'all ever did a guy? Like, let's say, like, a guy that come up to y'all trying to get with y'all. What's the what's the worst y'all shut him down?
No, okay, no. Because
you look like you be doing some real heartless ass shit.
I need the most savage experience.
I don't, no, y'all, I am so nice. Seriously, though, I'm so, Brian, I am so nice. I do not know how to turn people down.
Can I remix the question?
Go ahead.
What's the pettiest reason you stop talking to somebody?
That's a good one.
Okay, go ahead.
I stopped talking to this nigga because the way he walked, it was just setting me the fuck up. Y'all, no. And then my style, no, this is, okay, most pettiest reason, because this is petty, I won't lie. One day, I went up to his job. I went up to his job, y'all. And he's like, okay, he's like a chunky, you know, kind of guy. Like, he's right. Like skinny.
B-O-N.
Yeah, B-O-N, yeah. So, you know, I was trying something new. I'm like, okay, it was cool. I went up to his job, and, you know, he worked at a fast food place, so he had brought me, like, a drink or something. And I went with my friend. So we in the car, I'm waiting for him to come outside, bring me the drink. He come outside, give me the drink, talking or whatever. He turned around to walk back. First of all, his pants were, like, sagging down his ass.
Okay, that's where all the pants
were. No. The pants wasn't out. It wasn't out. But he's still sagging. But the pants were, like, sagging. Like, all nasty. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it was just all nasty. Then
like, it was under the cheek.
Bro, it was under the cheek.
The whole drawers were showing, baby.
Was it drawers like? Was it like saggy drawers? Yeah, saggy dick drawers.
Yes, like the janitor walk. And then the way he was walking, it's like he looked just so tired, and it was just so sloppy. Like
Man was at work.
I couldn't believe it. He at work. So yeah, I thought it was petty because I'm like, okay, maybe he tired from working. But I'm like, my friend in the car. Why would you just walk like that? So when I brought my friend with me, embarrassing me with that walk.
My man had a saggy drawers.
He had to go after that.
It was crazy.
I couldn't do it. The walk just threw me off. I'm like,
I think my pettiest reason, and I know it's going to sound crazy, but... So
I'm talking to this boy, right? And like the aura he was giving me, I don't know. I expected something different. And so we talking about music taste and stuff. And I asked him what music he be listening to. He said R&B, like Ed Sheeran. And Sheeran don't make R&B, bro. I was like, I don't know. I gotta go.
He had to Google that or something. Ain't no way.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm right with you on that one because that's some bullshit. What?
Head chilling.
That's like, some bullshit.
He don't even make R&B.
He set himself up.
That told me everything I need to
know.
Wait,
was he black?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
He was just lying.
My goodness, bro.
What he was doing.
Nah. Y'all
got no music taste.
He looked up. It was an R&B artist. The motherfucking Ed Sheeran popped up.
His latest single is Nightly Hair Fair. I'm in love with the shape of you, ass nigga. I couldn't. That was
nah. That's a good one. That's a good.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That's not even.
Straight up Ed Sheeran, not R&B. Then Ed Sheeran.
I think it was the R&B that kept catching me. I thought I was tripping. So I had to call Sally. I'm like, yo, this boy just said he listened to R&B, and then he said Ed Sheeran. She started laughing like she was laughing.
He just talking out his ass because what the fuck?
That shit is wild.
No, you're not tripping.
Okay.
Well, I hope you guys haven't had this on your channel, so you guys can answer it too.
What?
What's the pettiest reason you stopped talking to somebody?
Had to stop talking to somebody. It don't even mean like you was dating them, like just getting to know somebody and you were like, eh.
Mine was actually recent. I was texting her and basically I was talking to her on Snapchat. You know how you could Snapchat and like you could see when a bitmoji pop up and shit like that? I was texting her, right? So boom, I guess she was clicking something on the top and my notification dropped down. So she was in there and then she waited like 10 minutes to reply. I was like, that shit dead.
So she opened it?
Yeah, she opened it and then like you know how when mugs, I don't know why women do this. They sit up there and they'll think that timing on messages is like supposed to mean something. I can't text back immediately. I gotta wait like 5 minutes to text back. I don't know what the fuck that means. But basically I seen her. I know she seen the message and I'm like, I expect a message back within like the next like 2 minutes. She waited like 10, 15 minutes. I was like, yeah, you're done. I'm like, that's just, no.
Yeah, I don't like that either. People like leaving messages on for a long time and just trying to prove like
when you know that they seen you and shit like that.
When you need something like really quick, like just something quick, like come on, bro.
Like open that shit with your dumb ass.
Please don't say that shit. I fucking hate. Oh my God.
I heard you, dog. Very nonchalantly.
No, please.
For me to not give a fuck. Congratulations. Nah, I really don't give a fuck.
That is the worst nigga on TikTok, bro. That is the every time I see that nigga on my For You page, I want to fight his ass.
I don't know. What about you?
We'll show you after.
Let me think. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess it was
this brother.
No, I'm trying. Like, I don't know. I got to think. It's shit. Fuck.
You need some bud.
Y'all trying to think? Yeah. I got one, but I don't know if I should.
We gotta say the name. I
don't know if I said. She had a lazy ass, so I was like, nah, I can't do that.
I feel him.
I was like, yeah. Cause I saw her one side. I was talking to her. She was like, yeah. She turned. I didn't realize it at first.
No way.
I didn't realize it at first. I was talking to her. And then I happened to glimpse. I was like, what the fuck? So I took a double take and I saw it again. I was like, yeah. So I told her, I got to go home. My mom called me. I'll talk to you later. I never talked to her again.
Nah, that one's
I left
crazy.
That one. I was like, I can't do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad reason at all.
Nah, I couldn't do it.
I don't talk to anybody.
Except me.
Yeah.
Okay. Brian.
I still need time.
Nick,
you got to talk.
Never stop talking closer. To somebody like they did something to turn you off, or yeah.
I mean, it's probably when I was like 8th grade.
That's not a petty reason.
I just don't like the person.
That's not a petty reason. That's just a reason. Oh, like, God. Yeah.
I'm like, God, I ain't got no other one, really.
Oh, okay. Babe.
Probably just dragging. That's probably the only.
Dragging.
Like dragging breath or?
No, like dragging to respond or anything.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I thought you said dragging. I was about to say, oh, shit.
Nah, if you had a bad breath.
That's just a hell no.
Yeah, hygiene plays a big part.
That's just a hell no.
So what?
Why don't men wear cologne?
Who don't?
Yeah,
that's cologne. So random. Like what?
Don't know,
why men only got two pair of jeans? How many pair of jeans you got?
I ain't cap to you. I ain't got that many. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not a person that really be wearing jeans and shit like that. I'm not. If I wear jeans, damn, most of the time I'll be like,
keep
like
right. Wait, I got like two pairs of jeans.
Yeah, I only got like.
I'll be wearing jeans.
I'm the only nigga that got jeans.
Yeah, I'm about to say he's the only nigga you gonna always see him in some jeans.
I don't got no shorts.
Hey, okay, that one was accurate. That one was accurate.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
I mean, because they comfortable.
You got me. You got me.
They just don't be having no jeans, boy. I'm like, damn, you only got the blue and the black. That's it.
I got like
I agree with that.
Two, three,
like little.
I got blue and black.
Like
I got like blue and black only.
Uh huh. And I feel like a lot of them came from when I was like a freshman, and it was like it's like I got like two, three pair of like designer jeans. That's it. Then nothing else.
Like the school fits.
Hell no.
When do y'all think is the right time to buy your girl some designer stuff like LV or Chanel or
about
Dior
6 months.
Or okay, I guess. Somebody say
why you
better.
Jump up so fast?
I ain't right.
Oh, 6 months.
About six months
into the relationship, then you could get some like, you know.
If you want Chanel. Some expensive like Louis bags and some shit,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, like some LV and
shit.
I don't feel like it's really a time limit. I feel like it's more about like.
That's my kind of answer.
I feel like it's more. Yeah.
Yeah. That's valid. 6 months.
Yeah. You gotta show commitment before I start spending $500-$700.
Unless it's like
a special day, like a birthday or something. Some shit like that. Or like you say, a Valentine's Day. That's different, but it's just like, you know what I'm saying? He fucking with you, but you want me to go buy expensive ass clothing and shoes and you gotta show some type of commitment before I do something like that.
Okay. And she gotta earn it.
Basically, you gotta earn it. Okay. I mean, it could take 6 months, could take 3 months, but you gotta earn it.
Okay. Let me ask y'all a question. What is y'all non-sexual turn-ons with a man? What?
No. He has to make me laugh. You make me laugh. That is such a turn on. Like
I love a man that smell good.
That too.
And the I don't know. I have a thing for it.
Teach me. So you gotta teach me.
Like niggas, they're back. Well, let me not say all niggas. Niggas back. Don't be it. But they're back. I have a fetish.
They're back.
Yes,
what the fuck
back.
Does that even mean? What do you mean? They're back.
Yes.
What if they got like a long back or something? Like
no.
What?
Like explain.
You have to explain that one.
Okay, no. If I explain it, moving on. No back.
No, just explain it. Just explain it. If it's sexual, just explain it. It don't matter.
We're not gonna judge.
I'm not saying like somebody with like a nice ass body, but like you know how some people like abs and shit.
Yeah.
Like
on their back. Like,
they're back. No, there's no abs on the back, is there?
Hey, yeah, I'm just confused.
It really
you
is.
Are,
it's not like there's muscles on the back. There's not really abs.
Okay, like not really the back, but like your top shoulder.
Like their shoulder blades?
Shoulder blades? So the physique.
Oh, so like shoulder blades. Okay, yeah.
Whatever it's called. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I hope it's not. No. Okay, yeah, so
you don't have to take the mic away when you say sexual. You can say sexual on YouTube.
No, I'm going to be a doctor.
Okay. I hope you all have fun looking at people's backs all day.
Oh no, it depends on certain backs. I just said that. I don't like all backs.
So can you tell when they wear like hoodies and jackets? Like how they back shaped?
No, I gotta see it.
Also, it gotta be sexy.
So like,
that's why I said I don't want to say this.
So like, have you ever told like a dude like let me see your back?
No, I just see the back. I'll be like.
Like, that's a nice back.
No, but there's only one person. There's only one person that I've ever said that to.
Okay.
But I love a man that smells good. Like, that's like A1.
Yeah. Okay. I love that.
Because niggas don't be wearing cologne.
Cologne.
Why?
I feel like a lot of dudes don't wear.
A wide range of
smells. It's got to be a special occasion attractive. Type shit. Like,
I'm not feel like it's you just. You got to walk around smelling like Dior every day, but. Damn,
you know,
like when you go, like if I'm going to the fucking store, I'm not finna throw no damn cologne. Like,
no, but I want you to smell good.
Yeah, you don't have
okay,
to
but
wear expensive ones.
A lot of people like a natural smell, like a natural smell good to them type shit. But if it's like cologne and shit like that, I feel like that's more so like when I'm going out and shit like that. I don't feel
some,
like I just
some men don't even wear it. So
when's the last time you put on cologne?
Shit.
What about you, Alpo?
Long time. I don't know.
What about you?
No cap.
Okay. What about, well, I was about to say, you with your girl, so.
Probably like yesterday or today.
I was about to say, mine was like yesterday. So if it's like, I don't know.
What y'all do yesterday?
Shut up.
That y'all had to even,
that wasn't the purpose of the question. That wasn't the purpose of the question.
That y'all put on cologne.
Okay, just continue. Go continue. Cause
yeah.
What else?
Make me laugh, smell good. She said backs. And
don't be nice. X is crazy.
No, like niggas be saying they like girls with fat asses. I like
so
niggas
I can
with nice
see
backs.
Why she would say that, like if you put it like that, but
I don't know. I feel like a lot of dudes nowadays, I think that's a lot more hyped
I
up.
I do pay attention to shoes. I do. Please.
Did you just
wait?
No,
that was never my ex nigga. I don't even know that man. Please,
ex nigga used to wear K Swiss. He brought the K Swiss to the family barbecue. Boy, we said
a friend.
Was he at least comfortable?
Shoes,
huh?
Was he at least comfortable?
I don't know.
He was weird as
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't heard of K Swiss since like 2002.
Oh, well, he got know about him. He bringing them back.
I'm about to say those the only that's the only way you'll get away with some shit if it's like at work or something like that where it's like some straight
beat
up.
Busting fits
into the ground.
He was busting fits in them.
He popped out.
Shoes are
so
important.
Let me ask: did he have on like was it like the K-Swiss with the Adidas tracksuit on it?
What did they look like?
I was about to say that's wild. Having an Adidas tracksuit with the K-Swiss at the bottom is crazy.
That shit was crazy. He was like, where did he buy them from?
Do you buy those?
I don't know, but he had them and he was walking and walking and I be feeling like the man when I walk straight in them.
Okay, so shoes, what else?
Teeth,
okay.
Matters.
I feel like that's like I feel like that's one of the top priorities for like dudes too. Is like smiles. You gotta really like your girl smile. I feel like
And
I feel like
nice
like when it comes to ranking, y'all can disagree if you want. Like, I would rather have a girl with a pretty ass face than a nice ass body. Like 100% all day.
I agree with that.
You can be chubby, but have a
chubby not really a problem. That's not really.
But I'm saying chubby, big BBL. I said BBL. BBW.
Would you get a BBL?
Hell yeah, and I'm gonna get one. I'm in the process of getting a breast lift. Cut that out.
Cause I'm about to say that was so unneeded.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
But she like I'm wrong.
But yeah, I feel like a face always comes first, like in anything. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
but
like,
you also have to be attracted to the person.
I feel like a lot of attraction comes from face though.
No,
it's part of the equation.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not the only thing.
No.
No, I didn't say it was the only thing, but I said it was like
a lot of it come from the face. You said.
I feel like it does. No, I'm talking about just attraction. I'm just attraction wise. I'm talking about physical attraction. A lot of it comes from face. Yeah. If I'm not finna,
physical attraction.
Because that's what you see first.
Exactly. So I'm saying, like, I feel like majority of the thing, like, a dude can be like, yeah, you got a nice body, but if you turn around and you butt a face, like, niggas not finna look at you like that.
Yeah. Butt a face. That's funny.
They still fuck, though.
I know that's right. Hey. Like, some dogs, they are.
They still fuck.
Some niggas do.
You gonna fuck?
Absolutely. Is that a question?
You gonna fuck anything.
Bro, stop playing with me, bro. Stop playing with me. But is that a question though? Like, are you not, are you gonna fuck?
What? On this topic.
What's the question?
Do y'all get tested?
Ooh.
Tested? What you mean by that?
Test for STDs.
I know that's right.
Do you get tested?
No.
Why?
Because I don't got no STD.
You don't have
Did you
to
just
have
diagnose
them.
Yourself that you don't have it?
I would hope I don't have any since I'm still a virgin. Oh. It would be weird if I had one.
Yeah, that would be weird.
That'd be strange. Well, actually, nah, I ain't gonna say nothing.
I had to look at y'all. I turned around and looked at Nick and Kevin. I'm like, oh, okay. Are you waiting for that special someone?
No.
So what's like, is this something like you're choosing to do?
I mean, bro, what is y'all giggling for?
Hold on. Go ahead, answer the question, Malik. Don't worry about it. I got your back, G. Go ahead.
I don't got no problem with it.
No, I'm just saying though.
What's wrong? Anyway, is that something like you're doing for yourself or like?
Nah, it just haven't happened yet. That's it.
It just hasn't happened yet?
That's it.
Have you ever been close?
I mean, I have.
You going too much in detail. Yeah, stop getting this. Chill out on my mans.
Ooh, not you yelling at me.
Yeah, because she want to yell at you or yell at me, I'm going to yell at you. Don't do that to my mans.
We're having a conversation.
I'm just saying though, because you're having a little bit too much fun with this topic.
I'm the only one laughing. I'm not even laughing.
Okay, I'm just saying though. We can move past it. Exactly, we can move past it.
Okay.
Crickets. What, do y'all get tested?
Oh yeah, that was.
I already answered.
Yeah,
what happened?
Yeah. Brian.
Yes.
We're waiting.
You don't get no.
Wait, what?
Give me the opportunity to beat it down. I'm just kidding.
He said I will beat it down.
I'm just kidding. It's just jokes.
Yeah, all right.
Settle down.
He said you're not.
He's gonna beat it.
Oh man.
Well, where we at? What time we at?
The camera about to die in a second.
All right.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. What?
The camera?
No, I'm saying that I got it on the timer though. But what happened though?
How many more minutes?
Huh?
How many more minutes?
Next segment we're gonna be wrapping everything up. So.
Oh, okay. Everybody answered, I guess.
What happened?
About the testing, everybody said yes and no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You guys didn't answer. Now you answer.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, please.
But why are you afraid of dogs?
Really? Your mic. Mike.
No, I'm not. I don't have a story. I'm afraid of them. I'm sorry.
Is it childhood trauma?
I don't like when. I had a dog when I was little, back in like Ghana.
Oh, never mind.
And the car hit my dog. Oh. Yeah, y'all. And that was it for the dog. And that was it for me. Never look back.
Mm-hmm. Trauma has a different way.
I
just way
don't.
Of
they be trying to lick me and shit. I don't like that.
Cause they
yeah,
just
that's
knocking.
Why. they be trying to lick me when a dog be trying to lick me. If it's cool, like, you know, this dog is cool. Staying over there with his dad. It's cool with me. But once they get up and try to lick me and stuff, no. That was doing too much. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so last final question, because we got to wrap this shit up. What do y'all want out of life?
I want to be a housewife. I want to sit at home while my man do all the work and bring the money home. And then spoil me. Big ass house, cars, anything I want. Just home with my two kids living.
Okay.
Yeah. But a man that's loyal.
Fuck all that. If he's giving me money, I'm good.
To be loyal to me and be bringing the money home.
I hope
fuck
you know.
Loyalty.
I'm not editing
loyalty
that part out.
Loyalty is not going to get you nowhere.
I'm not editing that part out.
I'm serious. Loyalty not going to get you nowhere. Fuck all
I
that.
I fuck around put that bitch on TikTok just to make sure that. And I tag you right in it. So that'd be like, they'll know exactly who it is.
Don't tag me. Fuck loyalty. It don't get you nowhere. Let that nigga bring you the bag
say,
and then bounce. You hear
period.
That?
Period.
I also
would want to be a housewife, but I also want to have, like, make a mark. Like, I want to leave my mark
Michelle
on this
Obama?
Earth. Her. I want to have an impact.
Michelle wasn't no housewife.
But, Michelle, like, was far, like, making an impact.
Michelle was far to see from a housewife.
No, the only impact she did.
I want to give my kids a good life.
She fucked up all the lunches.
Fucked them up.
Yeah, she fucked that shit up.
Fucked them up.
Ooh, not you.
Nah,
cut that. Cut that.
I want her to see that part. I wanted to know what she did to us.
She's gonna beat me up. I want my kids to have a good life. I want my parents to have a good life. My parents just help everybody that helped me out. Live good, eat good.
Okay. I feel like that. How much time we got? We got literally like 20 minutes. I mean, I said 20 minutes, like a minute, 20 seconds. So, we're going to go ahead and start wrapping it up. This was episode number 20.
It's been real.
Huh?
Let's get the bill.
Get the bill.
That was too good.
This is going to be episode number 20 of the Down Bad Podcast. You know what I'm saying? Special guest, you know, Sally Joanne. Appreciate y'all for coming out and everything. Y'all, first off, you said my last name wrong, so don't do that. It's edited out anyway. So we're going to go ahead. Let's go ahead. You know, round of applause. First women on the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Very. No, it ain't the only women. A black woman next week. So, none of your business. So, I'm sorry. That was very rude to me. I'm sorry. That was very rude to me. Hey, we gotta stop because the camera about to die. So we gonna go ahead. What's it called? Down bad on me. Down bad on three. One, two, three. Down bad.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.